Chapter 30. Even as the servants laid breakfast places early next morning, the news was out, starting as a whisper and growing like a grass fire until it was common gossip throughout Redwall Abbey.
The poisoner has been caught in a trap. It was Vale.
Abbess Merriam saw no point in discussing the dreadful affair. She would speak of it when the time was right. Meanwhile, she sat calm and pensive at the table, her mood affecting the many Redwallers until breakfast in Great Hall became a hushed and sombre meal. Many looked toward Bryony's empty place. They nudged one another and shook their heads sympathetically. The good mousemaid would be feeling very sad this day. When the meal was finished, the abbess rose to make a short speech.
Please go about your work as normal and try not to gossip too much about last night's events. This afternoon, when tea is finished, I would like you all gathered on the lawn in front of the gatehouse.
To lighten the mood, Merriam smiled one of her rare smiles.
It is a beautiful morning outside, and I'm sure every beast has something to do. Come, cheer up now, Redwallers, and let's not have any creature injured in the rush for the door.
Grinning sheepishly, the diners arose and ambled slowly out. Togget, Jod and Barlam had put together a plate of food and a beaker of dandelion fizz. They placed them on a cloth-covered tray with a posy of summer flowers arranged in a small jug. Bryony was sitting beneath her favourite apple tree in the orchard, head bowed. She looked up as her mole friend placed a tray in front of her.
"Come on, missy,"
he said.
"Eat it up and smile. Look at that girt-long face. He'll have it raining afore long, her."
The mousemaid let out a long, shuddering sigh.
Oh, why did he do it? How could he? To try to poison? Oh, I can't bear to think of it. He must have known that he'd be caught sooner or later.
The squiddle hare waggled his ears playfully.
Sooner, the way I planned it. Jolly good ruse, what?
Jod was silenced by a glare from Barlam. The kindly mouse pushed the tray forward encouragingly, saying,
"Eat something, pretty one. You won't solve anything by starving yourself. Come on, just a morsel."
Tears sprang to Bryony's eyes as she grasped the recorder's paw.
"I'm sure Vale didn't mean to do it, Barlam. What will they do to him?"
Barlam dabbed at her tears with a spotted kerchief.
"Bryony, don't waste your grief on Vale. He will only break your heart. You have a life of your own to live. Whatever punishment he receives will be according to the rules of our abbey. There is nothing you can do to change that."